Several political and revolutionary groups organized the Friday demonstration in the iconic Al-Azhar Mosque. The organizers included the public committees of Al-Quds, the Arab Resistance Front, the Egyptian Revolution Initiative for Palestinian Reconciliation, the Revolutionary Front for the Protection of the Revolution, the 25th of January General Coalition, and the Arab Spring Association. Members of the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas, the Muslim Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party, along with other participants, also took part. They strongly condemned Israel's recent desecration of the Holy Al-Aqsa compound, detention of the Al-Quds Mufti, ongoing blockade of the Gaza Strip, and the torturing of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails, among what they called other inhumane practices of Tel Aviv.
The issue of Al-Quds and Palestine is the main issue for every Muslim. Al-Aqsa is of a major concern to more than 1.25 billion Muslims. We will not allow anyone to sideline the issue, which will always remain in our hearts, since it represents our past, present, and future.
I come today to send a message to the international community that Palestine is an Arab Muslim state and that we as Muslims will not give up on a single inch of Palestine historic lands. Our religious belief is that will we eventually win and defeat our enemies.
The participants who called for Muslim unity throughout the world also condemned the recent Israeli aggression against Syria. They blasted the international community's double standard approach when it comes to Israeli policies in the region, urging Arab rulers to act or face the consequences of their silence and warning the enemy of retaliation.
The Western media blackout regarding the Israeli crimes in Al-Aqsa, their aggression against Syria, and the massacres Muslims face in Myanmar and elsewhere is shameful and another evidence of Western double standards.
Arab rulers have to wake up. Remember revolutions against tyrants that took place in Egypt and Tunisia, aimed at gaining freedoms. Now we are waiting for the biggest revolution of all, one that aims at saving the Holy Al-Aqsa.
The event that was organized under the slogan One Islamic Ummah, One People, came just days ahead of the 65th anniversary of the Nakba Day, which marks the anniversary of Palestinians' eviction from their homes by Israel. People here are not only protesting Israel's occupation of Palestinian lands, but also denouncing what they call ongoing Israeli war crimes, the most recent of which they say are the invasion of the Holy Al-Aqsa compound and the breaching of Syria's sovereignty. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.